We're explaining a complicated and controversial subject concerning evictions in the United States. Under normal circumstances, people who rent their homes can be forced to leave. They can be evicted if they don't pay the rent they owe. But starting last year, as the COVID pandemic hit the U.S. economy, then-President Donald Trump signed a law that, among other things, temporarily stopped evictions. One major argument for doing this was to allow renters to stay in their homes even if they couldn't afford their rent because they'd lost income due to the pandemic. But after that law expired, President Trump signed an executive order that gave the U.S. Centers for Disease Control the power to stop evictions. That was also meant to be temporary, but the order has been extended several times, and current U.S. President Joe Biden has continued extending it. But as we said, it's controversial. The Biden administration says the CDC has the power to take steps to prevent the spread of diseases like COVID-19, and it argues that allowing evictions could increase the spread of the virus because it could force renters to move in with other people or to become homeless. But property owners say this violates their rights to control the homes they rent out. In some cases, they say people who can pay rent are taking advantage of the law and refusing to pay it. And they add, it's not fair or legal that some renters are allowed to live on someone else's property for free while the property owner is forced to pay the taxes, insurance, and maintenance on the home. So what did the courts say? They're all over the place. Some cases have been decided in favor of the government's eviction ban. Some have been decided against it. In early June, landlords asked the Supreme Court to effectively let the current eviction ban end. The Biden administration said the ban would on July 31st, and the Supreme Court decided not to end it early. But in August, the Biden administration extended the ban again, this time through early October, and all this is now back at the Supreme Court. An alliance of landlords and real estate groups is asking the High Court to end the current eviction ban. It argues that Congress never gave the CDC the power to stop evictions. The Biden administration argues that the ban needs to stay in place because the country is dealing with a historic public health emergency. How all this turns out for some renters and property owners hangs in the balance.